Well, Fox News host Bill O'Reilly is firing back at the liberal magazine Mother Jones after recent allegations surfaced that the popular Fox News personality may have embellished personal accounts of war reporting. O'Reilly responded to David Corn's Mother Jones article on his radio show on Friday.
I was there in the street with my camera crews. The violence was horrific as Argentine soldiers fired into the crowd, who were responding with violent acts of their own. My video of the combat led the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather that evening. I never said I was on the Falkland Islands, as Corn purports. I said I covered the Falklands War, which I did.
Well, the accusations have some comparing O'Reilly to NBC anchor Brian Williams, whose accounts of his own wartime reporting have been called into question, earning Williams a six-month unpaid leave as NBC ponders its next move. Joining us to discuss is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, for people who haven't been following this, let's start by just telling them what Mother Jones says that Bill O'Reilly did.
To quote Ronald Reagan, here we go again. last Thursday night, Mother Jones posted a piece by David Corn and Daniel Shulman in which they said that, similarly to NBC's Brian Williams, that he had inflated the peril that he had faced as a young war correspondent for CBS News. And to call him a war correspondent makes it sound like you're really camping out there for months at a stretch. He was really going down to help the team cover what was happening in Buenos Aires in Argentina during the Falklands Wars in the early 1980s. Didn't last very long, but nonetheless, with the United Kingdom, the fight over these small islands more than 1,000 miles off the coast of South America. And O'Reilly, you know, was accused in this piece of making it sound as though he had been covering the conflict right up close, that in some ways that he had been on the Falklands. There's one quote that they had where he said, you know, I was, you know, covering the conflict in the Falklands in Argentina. I actually think that was perhaps inartful blurring. I'm willing to give him a little bit of a pass on that. But he then, you know, they really nailed him in some ways to right, seemingly with this account of him talking about deadly riots in which police had killed, many people were killed in O'Reilly's telling. And that he had dragged a badly injured cameraman to safety, so making it sound like he was facing peril and that he had been personally heroic. Mother Jones made it sound as though there was no supporting evidence for that from reports for the time, either for the idea of fatalities or for O'Reilly's own heroics. And in fact, CNN's Brian Stelter over the weekend talked to six or seven of O'Reilly's former colleagues, several of them on the record, who said they, to their knowledge, nothing of the sort happened and that there was no evidence to support that, that there were angry riots by people upset that the Argentine ruling junta had lost this war, this embarrassing war to the UK, but not that it had turned deadly.
Well, you mentioned CNN's Brian Stelter. They're a great reporter, although every time I see one of the competing cable news shows covering the O'Reilly situation, I wonder whether there's something more going on there because they are competitors as well. They might want to keep this story alive.
Well, one of the notable things is that O'Reilly turned this from a question into about his journalism. And it's worth pointing out that most of the statements in question happened not in O'Reilly's report. In fact, none of it happened in O'Reilly's true reporting at the time, but in his discussion of it afterwards, again, much like Brian Williams. But that O'Reilly has turned this into an almost, call it, four-way fight over rhetoric, over the attempt to take him down, over enmity, as opposed to simply addressing it on its merits. He called David Corn a gutter snipe. He called Brian Stelter a bit of a leftist zealot of some sort.
Well, he was on this show on Fox News yesterday with Howard Kurtz. Let's listen to him there because he was asked whether he wishes he had worded things differently, and here's what he said.
When you have soldiers and military police firing into the crowd, as the New York Times report, and you have people injured and hurt, and you're in the middle of that, that's the definition. All right? This is splitting hairs, trying anything they can to bring down me because of the Brian Williams situation.
David, Fox News is standing behind him, right? And he is not backing down. Do you see any way that O'Reilly issues an apology or a retraction?
That's not in the DNA of Bill O'Reilly, and it's not in the DNA of Fox News. Only if it becomes untenable from not people at CBS who used to work with him, but in his own colleagues at Fox News would it really become an issue. But Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, is much more interested in sort of a tribal loyalty than he is in the niceties of journalistic convention and strict adherence to precision and accuracy and what we think of as our obligation to viewers and to the factual record. Bill O'Reilly is, you know, the top-rated figure on Fox News, which itself is the top-rated cable news property and one of the most most watched channels on basic cable. And there's not a lot of incentive for them to yield ground to what they see as their ideological opponents. David Corn, the Mother Jones, definitely a left-of-center publication, definitely an ideological point of view, but he's a strong, smart journalist who is transparent about his point of view. He is a paid contributor, as I understand it, to MSNBC, which is
right.
You know, has had a left-of-center point of view and is a cable competitor. But what O'Reilly has done rhetorically is turned this to, oh, CBS wants to attack me. Mother Jones wants to attack me. MSNBC through David Corn wants to attack me. And he makes it about that tension, the conflict and the competition, instead of saying, fine, strip it down to the facts and let's talk about it there. In that clip that you played on Howard Kurtz's show on Fox News, it was extraordinary the extent to which Kurtz kind of threw up his hands and surrendered those segments to O'Reilly, who was both asking and answering the questions that he asked of the host, putatively, Howard Kurtz himself on that show. O'Reilly is going to try to steamroll those who criticize him and those who question him because that's who he is. Now, you can argue Brian Williams was the face of NBC News. He was their chief nightly anchor, and a strict adherence to facts is almost all that you can expect of him. In Bill O'Reilly's case, you know, he calls himself a bloviator. He sort of self-mockingly embraces the term, but he says, I get to do it because I was there. Well, the real question is, what was he there doing? Those riots in Buenos Aires were angry. They were at times menacing. They do not appear to have been deadly. And O'Reilly left out the one thing I'll leave you on, which is that he says the police fired into the crowd. That New York Times article he cited actually reported that five warning shots were fired above the heads of the crowd, a very different set of facts than he seems to be presenting.
All right. Well, we will keep following this story. David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. You can read that original Mother Jones article right now at our website, hereandnow.org. David, thanks so much.
You bet.